This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are having a great time here. Richardson Bar and Grill in Richardson on Campbell Road. Chert in SoCal making his presence known, dropping us off some goodies. I got me a 20-ounce Diet Coke with my name on it. Love that. Love talking Mavs opening night with you and Cowboys 49ers. And for more on that, we're going to talk with Matt Barros. He covers the 49ers for The Athletic. And he joins us now right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Matt. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. You know, it's a little bit different circumstances we're meeting in. I think it's clear the Cowboys are no longer contenders. Are the 49ers still?
They think so. I think Sunday's game is going to go a long way to answering that. They do think that they're going to have a bit of a boost following their bye. The 49ers have a bye after the Cowboys game, and they should get some fairly key players back after that. And that starts with Christian McCaffrey. It includes Drake Greenlaw, their linebacker. So the thinking here is that if they can just stay afloat until the bye, they've got some pretty significant lifeboats coming after the bye. And in a relatively weak NFC, I feel like even though the Cowboys are 3-3, the 49ers are 3-4, they're still kind of right in the middle of things in this half the season to play out.
So what kind of a roster are we expecting Sunday from the Niners, specifically Kittle and Debo? What's the latest with them?
Yeah, both of them practiced today, and the Debo situation is pretty remarkable considering on Tuesday morning, he was still in the hospital recovering from pneumonia, and he was out there today. He'll probably be limited officially on the injury report, but he looked like he was full go today. And if I was a betting man, I would say that he's going to play on Sunday night. So that's a big deal. Kittle's a big deal. He's actually their leader in receiving yardage through seven games. He's also their leader in red zone touchdowns by a wide margin. So that's a big deal that both of those guys were in practice. Juwan Jennings, one of their top receivers, and really one of their best receivers when it comes to man-to-man coverage. He's still out, and he's looking more and more doubtful for Sunday.
Matt, when it comes to the 49ers defensively, I think I've always looked at Fred Warner as the absolute kryptonite for Dak Prescott, but what's your assessment overall of how this defense has played to this point in the season?
Yeah, it's funny. They're a little bit different than previous years. This is a team that thinks of itself as a defensive line centric team. They spend a lot of resources on the defensive line. They obviously, as you noted, have a really good middle linebacker in Fred Warner, and they haven't spent as much resources on the secondary. That's been reversed this year. The best play has come from the secondary, especially the cornerbacks. They've got a couple of really good starters in Charvarius Ward and Diamondo Lenore. They've got a nickel cornerback. He actually comes in on third downs, and Diamondo Lenore moves to nickel, but Renardo Green has started to come on as well. So that's been a strength the last two games. The weakness has really been the front, which has been banged up. They're missing Javon Hargrave for the rest of the season, some other injuries along the line. So it's not going to be quite the 49ers defensive line that have faced the Cowboys in recent years. Nick Bosa is still there doing Nick Bosa things. But other than that, it's really a rebuilt and really battered defensive line in this game.
Offensively, the everything, the style, the typical Shanahan way of doing things, the screen passes, all the yards after contact and stuff like that, yards after catch, not really been there this year. Purdy pushing the ball down the field more. Was that the expectation coming in?
Well, it sort of was. The Chiefs in the Super Bowl provided a really good blueprint on stopping the 49ers, and other teams seem to be following it, which is playing more man-to-man defense and really clogging up the middle. Shanahan and Purdy's bread and butter are these sort of mid to deep crossing routes across the middle that really carve up zone defenses. And Brandon Ayuk's good at it. Deebo Samuel's good at it. Teams are taking that away this year. So that's taking away a lot of the mid-range throws, and it's taking away a lot of the yak yards as well. No Christian McCaffrey obviously plays a big role in that too, especially the yak part of it. There are really no easy throws anymore, and it's affected the red zone as well. The 49ers are not scoring in the red zone nearly to the point that they were last year. And they're not running the ball in the red zone either. So I think that those last two things can be directly attributed to not having Christian McCaffrey these first seven games.
Matt Barrows of The Athletic covers the 49ers, and he joins us here on Your Home of the Cowboys.
Hey, Matt, I was curious about the situation with Nick Sorensen, because it seems like that every year it's the 49ers are getting a new defensive coordinator. But do you think that some of the things have kind of with Nick being there now, the new coordinator, has it been a little bit of a struggle, or has it really been more about some of the injuries that they've had to deal with?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think it's been more personnel related. They don't have Eric Armstead anymore. This is the team that made not one but two trades at defensive end last year for Randy Gregory and then for Chase Young, and they're still light at defensive end. That's still a problematic area. They really haven't had a good bookend for Nick Bosa since 2019 when Dee Ford was on the other side. So that's been problematic. Not having Drake Greenlaw affects things. Fred Warner, he's starting to look more like Fred Warner, but he's been dealing with an ankle injury for the last few weeks that slowed him down a bit. So I really think it's more, related to that than anything else. They played very well defensively in Seattle in week six. They weren't awful against the Chiefs this last week. This last week's loss was very much at the foot of the offense and not the defense. So I think Sorensen's been fine. But it has been an issue that the defensive coordinators are so good that they often get hired, or last year in Steve Wilks get fired.
Matt Barrows, who covers the 49ers for The Athletic, with us here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Brock Purdy What are your thoughts on his play here recently? I saw reports that Kyle Shanahan had kind of a private one-on-one, was a little bit maybe harsh, it seemed like, on him. And do you think they're going to pay him a big-time contract to the end of the season?
Yeah, I think they will. You know, overall, he's been quite good this season. The major exception being Sunday against the Chiefs. That, you know, arguably was his the worst game of his career. He had a really bad one on Christmas night last year against the Ravens as well. I just don't know very many quarterbacks that don't have one of those types of games, at least one per season. Maybe Patrick Mahomes. Maybe Lamar Jackson, but it's pretty elite company. So I think he's going to bounce back. Like I said, defenses have been doing different things this year, and it's up to Shanahan and Purdy to make the correct chess move to counteract that. And for the most part, they've done so. I'm not sure whether the personnel is perfectly suited for sort of a deep ball game, which is what defenses are daring the 49ers to do, especially now that Brandon Ayuk is out for the season. I think that's going to be harder and harder to do. So they seem to be kind of painted into a corner right now, and it's what makes this game on Sunday really interesting. I mean, if the Cowboys follow the pattern, they're going to play a lot more man defense. They're going to clog up the middle. And they're going to dare the 49ers to beat them deep. And it'll be up to Purdy and his sort of makeshift receiving group to make that happen.
Matt Barrows covers the 49ers with The Athletic, and he's with us now here on The Fan. Now, the Cowboys have really struggled against the run, especially against the Shanahan style. So it would be surprising to us, I think, if even that strategy slowed down the Niners' running game. Stacking the box like hasn't been a cure-all for the Cowboys, and with Tank Lawrence and Micah Parsons out, I mean, what do you think here, Matt? Can you see a situation where the Niners are going to struggle so much that the Cowboys could actually win this game?
I mean, I've seen this team lose to the Cardinals and the Rams this year, so yeah. I can see that that happening. I do agree with you, though, that the 49ers' run game has been the most consistent piece. I said earlier that they've had trouble running in the red zone. That's true, but other parts of the field, they've been quite good. They were held at bay by the Chiefs. The asterisk there, though, is that Jordan Mason, their top tailback, had the most yards against the Chiefs of any tailback this season. It wasn't a huge number, but they still did better than most teams do. I think they're going to get back to that. They're expecting the Cowboys to really emphasize their running game more than they have as well. And, you know, they're playing a team coming off the bye. That's always an advantage for the rest of the team, and the 49ers are very much battered right now.
Well, thank you, Matt. Enjoy the week and weekend, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Yeah, thank you for that Niners preview. His perspective on the contenders are down. This is the perfect time for the Cowboys to face them if they could get them, especially Juwan Jennings out, although it sounds like Debo and Kittle are going to find a way to play. They're definitely not 100%. We are reinforced now officially live at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. Got a second batch of G-Bag Nation flags if you're in the area. We have more than enough that if you make your way here now, you will get one. We also have the G-Bag Nation Flagtober pint glasses brought to you by Tolbert Garage Doors, but I think they're out. I think we've given away the last one of these beautiful pint glasses, so you're going to have to wait for the next opportunity to get some of that. Now, if you're down south, we're going to be at Grand Prairie B-Dubs tomorrow off of 20, and you know, we'd love to see you out there. But coming up next, Woolchuck, it's a top 10. What do you got?
It's a big day. It's National Food Day. It's Brian Broaddus's day. I've got the top 10 most popular foods in all of the U.S. of A. What is your food that you eat the most every single year? That's next in the nation.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.